This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, you know what? Millennials are just getting a bad rap. I have seen these articles. Like, for example, they say 60% of millennials can't change a flat tire, but they know how to Google it. Okay? That's insulting. It's insulting. I'm not a millennial. I'm too old to be a millennial. But, you know, it's very, very interesting what the new generation is. Okay, baby boomers, for example, there was a study that was done by Cheap Car Insurance, and they asked, how confident are you in the ability to drive a stick shift? And I love stick shift. For me, I'm Generation X. So for us, 46% are comfortable with a stick shift. Baby boomers, 59.2% comfortable with a stick shift. I mean, my mom, she prefers automatic. She hasn't driven a stick in probably 40-some years, so she would probably be the 13% that says no. But still, you got about 60% of baby boomers, 46% of Generation X. Your older millennials, born 1982 to 1991, only 27%. Your younger millennials, 20% could drive a stick. Well, what if they have to drive a truck? What if it's just kind of interesting to me where, yeah, and to me, something so basic as a car. How confident are you in your ability to add coolant or water to a radiator in an overheated car? Baby boomers, they got this, at least 60%. Generation X, 52%. Older millennials, we start dropping down to 44% with 55 not knowing what to do. Younger millennials, 31%. So, it's a little interesting. How confident are you in your ability to connect a phone with car speakers? 81% of younger millennials got this. Baby boomers, about 53%. How dependent are you on your ability to use a navigation system? Baby boomers, about 66% now are getting reliant on it. Younger millennials, 85.3%. You know, my son is 16, one of them. My other one just turned out 14. Happy birthday, Dagadu! Okay, but the older one, Taki, Stone, he's driving. And I'll test him. You know, while he's in the car with me, okay, what side of town are we? And he'll stumble. Or I'll be in the car, and I'm like, okay, so we're going to X, Y, and Z. Tell me what street to turn on. Well, okay, there's going to be a Dunkin' Donuts. Turn there, and then there'll be a church. I'm like, what are the names of the streets? Oh, I don't know. Well, you're going to get lost one day. No, I won't. I'll have GPS. What if your phone runs out of battery and your car is wrong? Oh, that won't happen. The reliance on technology. You see, when we grew up, we knew that nothing ever lasted. Okay? You know, we knew that the Michael Jackson top 10 hits or the top 40 hits wouldn't always last. All right? We knew Reagan wouldn't always be president. Okay? You know, we knew Prince would later change his name, right? Which he did to the, artist formerly known as Prince. We knew Madonna. Well, no, really, with a lot of Madonna, she kind of stayed the same with a lot of what she did. But anyway, you know, we just knew that nothing would ever last. Nothing, you can't count on anything always being there. Our batteries would die in our Walkman or would lose the little soft foam piece on our ears. Okay, and you know, we would just know that when that happened, we would just have to adjust. No, the millennials always have backup. There's always backup. So are they going to be psychologically screwed when there is no backup? Remember Y2K? Luckily, Y2K didn't happen, but remember how scared we were all with Y2K? Oh, I mean, I wasn't scared. They're like, oh, everything's going to crash because our computers don't know how to handle a new century. let alone, yeah. So, here's another study. Can you change a light bulb? Can you use a washing machine? A third of young adults cannot hang a picture or change a light bulb, and a quarter admit they can't even boil an egg. A study was done by Poundland, revealed that 77% of 25 to 34-year-olds cannot fix a bike puncture, okay? Basically a flat bike tire. 37% cannot bake a cake. 39% cannot paint or decorate a room. 23% said they really don't understand how to use a washing machine properly. 41% wouldn't know how to connect a Blu-ray player or set up a Wi-Fi router. Okay, that's me. Half of women said they did not know how to fill up windshield washer fluid. 31% of men said they would make a mess if they had to iron their own shirt. 15% of men would not trust themselves to hard boil an egg. This was a British study, and they said it's tricky because you can't see if the egg is cooked or not inside the shell. That's a problem for 33% of millennials. So many people have tried to use the microwave, and many did not know that there was a no metal rule with the microwave. So these are the top 10 life skills that 25 to 30, 40-year-olds can't do in this one study. 1% can't put a new washer on a dripping faucet. 1.8%. 2.7% cannot plumb in a washing machine. 3.7% cannot fix, as we said, the bike flat tire. 4.6% cannot put up shelves. 5.4% cannot set up a Wi-Fi router. 6.4% cannot wire up a Blu-ray. 7.6% cannot check oil levels in a car. 8.5% cannot top up window screen washers. 9.39% can't paint or decorate a room. And 10.68% can't wire a plug. Mike Doria, a great reporter for Fox 5, was talking about how, what he doesn't understand, if as many millennials are living at home, right, with the parents, why aren't they picking this up from their parents? You would think that they would, from their baby boom parents, pick this stuff up if they're living at home. And I guess they're not. You know, I try to teach my kids some things. No, nobody wants to listen. And so it's, you know, guys, I don't want to bag on the millennials, but I just don't like you being so tech dependent. That makes me very nervous, because when I'm too old, God willing, to be able to change my tire, I'm going to need one of you strapping young millennials to help me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
That's Dolly. So yeah, I bet you didn't know I could sing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a couple quick lawsuits to talk about. Texas hospital has reached a settlement with the nurse who was suing them after she got infected with Ebola. All right. Nina Pham was the nurse that was one of the first people infected with Ebola in the United States. If you remember, there was a Thomas Duncan. I forget. He had a three named name had walked into Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital with Ebola, and he had contracted Ebola when he had traveled to West Africa. Nina Pham was one of the nurses that took care of him and was then therefore the first person infected with Ebola on United States soil. Terms have not been disclosed, but the hospital's owner, Texas Health Resources, had reached a settlement with nurse Nina Pham. Pham sued last year, saying that Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital did not do enough to prevent her from contracting the deadly virus and invading her privacy after she was diagnosed with it. Texas Health Resources and Ms. Pham have resolved the pending lawsuit and wish the best for each other going forward, they said in a joint statement, but they did not provide further details. In the lawsuit, which was filed in Dallas County, Pham claimed the hospital did not initially provide nurses with proper protective equipment or properly trained staff on how to treat the disease. The lawsuit accused the hospital of negligence and deception. It did not specify an amount of damages. The hospital has denied the claims. Pham was one of two nurses at Texas Presbyterian Hospital who contracted the disease when treated Thomas Duncan, who was admitted in September 2014 and then died 2 weeks later. Both nurses recovered. Duncan, the gentleman that had walked into Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital originally diagnosed with the flu, had contracted the disease in Liberia. Pham at the time was 26, and she had been greeted in the Oval Office by President Barack Obama. She's been a national symbol of hope in fighting Ebola. Luckily, she recovered well. She claimed the hospital used her as a public relations pawn to improve its plummeting image. While it issued news releases saying her condition had improved to good, it was having end-of-life conversations with her, Pham alleged in her lawsuit. Pham said the hospital did not respect the right to privacy. In one instance, she was videotaped speaking to a doctor, and the video was released to the media. Now, that's ridiculous. Pham said both the taping and the release of the videotape occurred without her permission. The hospital did not disclose details of Pham's employment status. Yeah, I think I remember that. Remember Pham was, I think, in a hospital bed? And she was smiling, and, you know, people were kind of relieved to see her doing okay, because we were really, really scared to death as to what Ebola looks like when it infects you, and she looked great. She's a beautiful lady. But I guess that might have been the video where she was talking to the doctor that was never supposed to be released to the media. And it is. It's a violation of privacy. The hospital did not disclose details of Pham's employment status, but the Dallas Morning News has reported that she kept on the payroll even though she did not return to work. In an interview with the newspaper last year, Pham said she has suffered hair loss, physical pain, insomnia, and nightmares since recovering from Ebola. So, you know, scary case, and you know, this was something, you know, when we look back at what happened with Ebola, and there's a lot of lessons to be learned, is, again, we were caught with our pants down. Dallas, love the city of Dallas, love the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, I'm a huge Dallas fan, as you all know. It's Midwest. When we were having the discussion about Ebola and travel, everybody was thinking New York. They were thinking Miami. They were thinking an eastern seaboard big hub, Boston. Maybe they were even thinking L.A. They weren't thinking Midwest Dallas, Texas. So when somebody walked into a Dallas, Texas hospital with flu-like symptoms, and keep in mind, and I'm not saying this to defend any of the doctors or the hospital staff or the nurses, et cetera. But, you know, everybody can't have it both ways. We're being yelled at all the time to not be over prescribing antibiotics, for not to be overrunning tests, okay? To let simple infections, like if somebody has a flu, don't be giving them antibiotics. You don't necessarily have to admit them to the hospital if they're stable. Let them go home, symptomatic measures, et cetera. So on one end, the hospital did exactly what the public has been yelling at hospitals to do. Lower hospital costs, don't force them to have high, expensive hospital bills with a lot of tests. Get them feeling better, send them home if it's something that's self-limiting. All right, the problem is it was an Ebola that walked into the ER that nobody was expecting in a Midwest hospital. And so the hospital was not prepared. It's very expensive to have all the suits and the equipment and the preparation and the time away from patients to teach. And I'm not saying this as an excuse. All hospitals have to be prepared for anything. Okay, we learned our lesson with this. But you want hospitals to have lower rates. You want them to, you know, not charge extra fees, etc. Something like this has probably already been transferred to the patient. Hospitals have now had to change their systems, which we want them to, but they're not going to eat the cost. The patients will. So we can't have it both ways. And unfortunately, you know, for Nina, she came down with a bullet. Thank God she lived through it. But, you know, the scary, scary stuff. And we just need to be better prepared. We need to be doing this smarter. Now, in other news, Jared Fogle's wife is suing Subway. Jared Fogle's ex-wife, I should say. She divorced him. Jared Fogle was the one that was caught with child porn, committing child porn. And he is currently serving 15 years in federal prison. I doubt they're feeding him Subway. Jared Fogle's ex-wife is now suing Subway, claiming that the sandwich company knew he was a pedophile and should have turned him in 10 years ago. Kathleen McLaughlin claimed in new legal documents that senior Subway officials were tipped off about Fogle's behavior, with the earliest report incident taking place in 2004. Fogle allegedly approached a young girl at a promotional event and solicited a sex act. The documents filed in the Hamilton Superior Court in Indiana. What kind of a sick joker asks a mind? I mean, I just can't even imagine what's going on in the mind of a pedophile. The incident predates when McLaughlin and Fogle began dating back in 2008. She also said in the documents she would not have married him in 2010 if she had known. The claim states, driven by sales rather than the safety of kids, Subway sent its then senior public relations manager to ask Jared and the franchisee owner rather than the victim about the incident. They said, other than sending a public relations employee to ask the wrongdoer about the incident, Subway did nothing more in relation to this event or to otherwise more fully investigate the allegations. Subway did not thoroughly investigate the report and did not alert the authorities as they were legally required to do. It then slams the company, adding a responsible corporation would take immediate action when hearing of this behavior, even if it was only allegations. The second incident allegedly in the papers took place in 2008, when Florida franchisee Cindy Mills told then-CEO Jeff Moody she heard Fogle making comments about young girls. The documents claim Mills heard Fogle say he really liked them young and said he had had sex with minors between the ages of 9 and 16. Mills also said, according to court documents, that Fogle suggested she prostitute herself. It's absolutely disgusting. So, unfortunately, there's been a lot of holes in the filter with this one, a lot of cracks that this slipped through, and it's a shame. But looking from a business standpoint, okay. This can be a nightmare when you have an accusation being done by one of your on one of your employees. All right, I'm not sure if many, companies or organizations really have notified managers and employees what the protocol is supposed to be. Okay, now that we have Yelp and all these online reviews and people could say anything, some are getting sued. The lawsuits are starting to trickle in, but the majority of people could say anything. And they could say, yeah, the waiter hit on my daughter. And you're like, what? I just gave them a bill for their food. If the bill was high, why are they attacking me? So anybody could say that. According to this, and what we learned from this is, you have a complaint that one of your employees did anything suggestive to a minor. You have to report it and you have to investigate it. Now that could cause a whole slew of problems, as we have a lot of false accusations going on with these reviews. So how do you believe the good ones, or the good ones, how do you believe the truthful ones, and what do you do for the ones that are lies? So, we urge that all companies have some sort of a plan in place and protocol, because this is, you can't let one of your employees do things like this, but there's obviously a lot of room for false accusations. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Mia? M-I-A. Right. Doc, I met someone who I really like. He was a prior drug addict, but he's been clean for 5 years. He's 45, and I want to grow old with him. If he's completely clean, what is his lifespan? What damage could he have done? And she basically goes on to going, you know, is he going to, you know, die 10 years early because he did X, Y, and Z? And so I'll stop the question there, and I'll start answering it now. If you were a drug addict or you drank a lot or you smoked a lot, just like we spoke to Frank, who was a prior smoker, you will extend your life expectancy immediately the day you stop, okay? So don't think that there's a point of no return. We are going to be talking about some calculations here. All right. There was a very interesting article that I think we talked about. I remember covering this a couple years ago on how many years bad habits shave off your life. But if somebody is now completely clean after 5 years, yes, there's a lot of hope. Okay. Now, what would I recommend as a doctor? As a doctor, if I have somebody in, you know, come in saying, look, you know, I did coke, I did heroin, I did IV drugs, etc. All right, so the first thing I do is I check them for hepatitis and I check them for HIV, and I'll probably keep an eye on that status just in case something was dormant. If they're negative 5 years out, they're probably going to be negative for life. So, I, you know, the five-year mark, being clean for 5 years, it's great. If they're clean for 1 week, I got to watch them a lot more closely. So I would definitely check them for HIV, hepatitis, syphilis, etc. Make sure there's no STDs. I'd also check their liver and I'd check their kidney status. Okay? I would also check their heart, especially if they did any sort of speed. All right? Or any sort of opiates, etc. And most of the time, their EKG is not normal. I have to tell you that. Most of the time, the EKG is not normal. So I, in turn, get a cardiologist involved. And I have the cardiologist keep an eye on them. And the cardiologist will either do an echocardiogram to see if there's any dilated cardiomyopathy where the heart stretched and ballooned out, make sure there's no aneurysms, make sure there's no arrhythmias, which a lot of speed could unfortunately cause, some abnormal rhythms. So if anybody was a prior drug addict with any sort of speed or even opiates, I usually get a cardiologist involved. If you heavily smoked marijuana, I would do some lung testing. Make sure the lungs are good. Make sure you still have some good breathing status. We may have to, assist you with some maybe COPD or some reactive airway disease issues if you have any. If you're having memory problems, maybe we'd do some mental status exams just to see how your memory is doing. Although I don't think we have enough studies saying that marijuana use causes dementia. There have been concerns about memory loss, so would watch the memory. Many times the kidneys are not 100%, depending on how bad of an addict you were. So I would probably get a creatinine clearance, a 24-hour urine protein and creatinine clearance. Based on those results, many times they're a little bit low. Have a nephrologist, a kidney doctor keep an eye on you. And then healthy living. We'll probably really cut back any anti-inflammatories you're using. I know this is not Maya, this is her boyfriend, but I would cut back on ibuprofen, naproxen, make sure you aren't hurting your kidneys more, make sure with the weight gain that many ex-addicts will have because they stopped using speed, coke, blow, etc., make sure they aren't prone to diabetes. So would but it's very, very doable. Very, very doable. And so there are many people out there that were ex-addicts that are doing phenomenal. All right, and they can live long lives. So let's take a look at this that came out a couple years ago. All right, they say that there's a new website that's worked out how much time a smoker, quote-unquote alcoholic, or a drug addict will lose each time they use. They say regularly smoking 20 cigarettes a day cuts 10 years off a person's life. They say alcoholics cut their lives short by 23 years. Chronic cocaine users lose 34 years. All right, so they say the total time lost for each individual use is heavily dependent on how many times the average daily dose is segmented. I remember going over this with you guys a couple years ago, almost to the day, because I think this came out October 2014. Every cigarette you smoke, according to this one study, you lose 13.8 minutes of your life. Every act of cocaine you'll use, 5.1 hours of your life. Alcohol, 6.6 hours. By alcohol, 2.1 drinks. For cocaine, 6.6 lines. Meth, every time you use meth, you lose 11.1 hours of your life. Methadone, 12.6 hours. Heroin, 22.8 hours. So heroin addicts seem to have the shortest lifespan. And how they figured it out is they figured out the number of years lost by 365.242 days times 24 equals number of hours lost. They also looked at lifetime number of doses, title. So they did a bunch of calculations. And these were other use sources from the CDC, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And Treatment for Addiction is a website that provides information for people with drug and alcohol addictions, calculated the years an addiction to cigarettes, alcohol, cocaine, methamphetamine, methadone, heroin are cutting from their lives. And it was a very interesting report. Methamphetamine addicts live to an average age of only 38. Heroin addicts die on average at about 38 years old. So if Maya's boyfriend is already 45, has been 5 years clean, he's doing good. They said one line of cocaine takes a chronic user 5 minutes closer to death. A single methadone pill can cost you 13 hours. And these are very difficult, I would say, to really, conceptualize, because you don't know if you're going to get hit by a bus. You don't know if you're going to have an arteriosclerotic plaque tear off. So, I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of room for conjecture in this. But smokers, 13% of their life lost per cigarette. That's scary stuff. And some guys are like, well, wait a second, well, 13 times, that doesn't make sense. It's the 13%, then the 13%, it's not linear, okay? It's like, you know, so let's say you're going to live to 100, you smoke, start smoking, then you're going to live to 87. Then what's 13% off 87 years? And that's how they do it. Again, they're not going to get you down to 10 years old. That's not going to happen. So, there's really points of return, people. So if you have used, you can reverse it, okay? Good health habits, eating healthy, sleeping healthy, and make sure you're keeping up. Now, many people say, look, when you're young, you don't really damage the body, because your body regenerates. There's a lot of things that happens with your body that's regenerative. Absolutely, your liver could regenerate. But don't underestimate what the damage does as a kid. Remember we talked about how very, very bad sunburns as a kid could turn around and become melanoma later in life? All right, that made us realize that whatever happens to us as a kid can absolutely come back and haunt us. And it's frustrating because we don't like hearing that. I hate hearing that. How am I supposed to change the past? Are you kidding me? What am I supposed to do? I can't go and turn around and fix all the sunburns that I got. We didn't really sunscreen back then. Sunscreen wasn't a big deal when I was growing up in the 80s. Okay, in fact, you wanted to get a tan. Yeah, there was sun lotion that would enhance the tan, so we avoided that. And yeah, maybe we covered up in the sun, but we really didn't put chemicals all over us. That just wasn't a very 80s thing to do. We drank diet soda a lot, but we weren't ready to put chemicals on our body. Now everybody sunscreens so we have more protection, okay? So if you did, and again, I grew up in a family with secondhand smoke. I can't change the past. I was exposed to a lot of secondhand smoke. Well, I nothing I could do. My grandma smoked. You know, my mom smoked when I was younger. That's just what they did. Parents smoked when they were pregnant with us. So it's very frustrating, which is why we really highlight and we really accentuate and accent the fact and emphasize that you have a chance to rejuvenate and stay healthy. And the fact that you are more aware means you can really overcome a lot of health issues that other people that aren't paying attention won't. University is selling HIV testing kits in their vending machine and vaping, allowing us to lose weight. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLING.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a new study suggests that nicotine-containing e-cigs could help prevent weight gain. And there was a report saying a lot of the young people vaping are doing that to keep their weight down, which is exactly why people in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, etc., the 20s were smoking, because it kept their appetite down and in check, and they lost weight. So, E-cigs might be helping smokers who are trying to keep the pounds off, they say. So this particular study is looking at smokers trying to fend off the weight gain. Okay, so that's what this particular study is looking at. They say weight gain is a major concern among smokers looking to quit. On average, individuals put on 5 kilograms, which is about 12 pounds, in the first year they go without cigarettes. Nicotine is known to suppress appetite, increase metabolic rate, among other effects. They say nicotine replacement therapies can help to control weight gain and help smokers quit. So researchers have suggested that nicotine-containing e-cigs might be a better option. Again, we still don't know what the health effects are, but for this, we're just going to be talking about comparing e-cigs to smoking. They say people can change their nicotine content, so to quit smoking, they might start off on a higher strength e-liquid, then they taper down really quite gradually in a much more sophisticated way than with other nicotine replacement therapy. So this could probably be good for weight maintenance and weight loss. This is according to Linda Bald, professor of health policy at the University of Stirling and deputy director of the UK Center for Tobacco and Alcohol Studies. Say the huge range of e-liquids available, she adds, could also help prevent snacking, particularly given the number of sweet and fruit flavors that they offer. So let's say I'm like, I really need some chocolate. I need some chocolate now. I could go and grab an e-cig, which is unfortunately what a lot of younger kids are doing now. The authors note that a drop in the prevalence of smoking is among the factors that may have been linked to increasing rates of obesity, meaning new approaches to manage weight gain can prove valuable. So what they're saying there is, as we've noticed, okay, smoking has gone down. We have done a phenomenal job, okay, knocking down smoking. I don't agree with all the ways we did it. I don't think higher taxes was the most fair, but it did lead to less smokers. I think there's been a lot of, you know, companies getting involved saying, you can't smoke here, no access, you know, from this point on, if you smoke, you have to smoke outside, get rid of the cigarettes and then come in, et cetera. So there's been a lot of, you know, airports, et cetera. And it's been almost very uncomfortable to watch people try to smoke and the very small confines that they're allowed. I remember years ago, I don't know if it still exists, there was a quote-unquote smoking area in the airport. And it was made of glass. And there were slot machines there. And so you could see through the room. And it was all cloudy. It was ridiculous. Especially since one of my patients was supposed to be the change operator, the person there available for change for the slot machine. So she had to, for 8 hours, work in this smoke-filled area. I had to write her a note saying she can't be around smoke with her medical condition. But when you saw where smokers were forced to be in a very small, confined areas, that actually put smokers and other non-smokers' lives at risk. Now you have concentrated smoke and secondhand smoke. You know, many smokers, they'll go outside. So they'll smoke, but at least they'll not, you know, be in a confined area to get that smoking. I remember waiting tables. The smoking section was in the back of the restaurant. Well, the back of the restaurant just kept, yeah, it might have kept the smoke to itself, but it just condensed it and cumulative. And not that I want people smoking outside and me smoking their or breathing in their secondhand smoke, but it's proved to be ridiculous to have certain smoking allowable places within a non-smoking facility. That now facilities are just saying we're non-smoking. It's not going to hurt business. Very interesting, though. When you go to some of the older Vegas casinos or some of the smaller towns in Nevada that have what we call old Vegas style, they are very promotional smoking. You walk through it going, this is old Vegas. I mean, you got that old Vegas feeling. Unfortunately, it's full of smoke. So, a big issue we have right now is, how do we prevent our smokers quitting from having another health problem now, obesity? And I told you, many people that I had asked to try and quit smoking said, okay, well, what do you need from me? How can I help you? Like, I don't need help. I could quit smoking today. I just don't want to because I'll gain weight. You have people so fearful of obesity that, you know, they'll still stick with the smoking. Those are the ones that aren't addicted that have the ability to quit. The big problem we now have is younger people have gotten wise. They're like, look, we still want to stay slim. And if I put an e-cig in my mouth every time I'm hungry, I'm going to then be able to curb smoking. And so it's a concern. Research in the Nicotine and Tobacco Research Journal by scientists was a paper looking at a range of studies exploring the influence of nicotine on the body, relationships between aroma, taste, flavor, the feeling of fullness, and the potential for e-cigs in managing weight gain against smokers trying to kick the habit. And the authors suggest that e-cigs with their myriad flavors could potentially help to tackle the cravings for certain foods. This is going to be read by many, as you could use e-cigs to lose weight. So we got to be very careful. What's so bad about e-cigs? We don't know. We don't know what the hell you're heating up, okay, in that cartridge and breathing. We have no idea. And we don't know what your lungs can handle. Okay, just because something is a food flavoring doesn't necessarily mean that that food flavoring is good for, is able to have direct access to your lung line. So it's not a it's not the safest scenario. And we're being told that many of these heating elements form the chemical compound formaldehyde during the chemical reaction. I don't think our lungs want anything to do with formaldehyde. It's a fixative. So interesting study. So if somebody does not want to gain the weight and they want to get off smoking, vaping, but vaping has to be temporary, people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Students at a Chinese university will now have the option to test themselves for HIV at their convenience. For only $4.40, they could buy a urine HIV test kit. Apparently, they are sold next to snacks, instant noodles, at Southwest Petroleum University in Nanchang City in southwestern China. According to Asia Wire, this move signifies the Chinese government's newfound urgency in battling HIV, which is unfortunately on rapid rise among the country's youth. There are over, right now, 500,000 people with HIV living in China, according to the Joint United Nations Program on HIV and AIDS. They say there was a 43% year-over-year increase in infection rates among young students, and 80% of those occurred from same-sex encounters, according to reports citing research. The increase of HIV is particularly noticeable amongst young men who engage in sex with other men. The Chinese curriculum does not adequately teach HIV and AIDS awareness, and HIV-positive patients tend to be shunned by their acquaintances and their families. Patients are even less likely to speak up or seek professional help due to the diseases linked to homosexuality. So, you know, selling HIV test kits, I think, is brilliant. It may have to be a little bit more private than a machine that's just out there in the middle of a hallway, but I like the idea, and way to go. Laughing gas may not ease pain during childbirth, you think? They say some women choose laughing gas. Not going to help, okay? It's not going to substitute for what an epidural does. It's nitrous oxide. It's an inhaled anesthetic. It's used to manage labor pain. And it's supposed to reduce anxiety and make patients less aware of pain. That's true. For dental setting, I love nitrous oxide. Do I want my baby breathing it in? Do I think it'll really help the pain and the episiotomy? Has anybody ever had to have an episiotomy? No. I don't think it's going to work. So apparently, lead investigator Dr. Caitlin Sutton, an obstetric anesthesiology fellow at Stanford University School of Medicine, Palo Alto, said, however, we found that for the majority of patients, nitrous oxide does not prevent them from requesting an epidural. While nitrous oxide may be somewhat helpful, epidural anesthesia remains the most effective method. So for those of you going, you know what, I heard about nitrous oxide, let's just do that. Make sure you got that epidural ready to go, because if it's too late for you to get it, you won't get it. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.